If you've driven by South Des Moines Street over the last few weeks, you may have witnessed a beautiful sculpture that is overlooking Hospital Hill from Brewer Creek Park. It's a sculpture in memory of a very dear friend of ours we sure miss, Ken Harpston. The man behind it is Tim Adams from Webster City. Tim, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Tell us about the sculpture that you helped design that's going to be dedicated this Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, so thank you for the opportunity to let me share my experiences with Kent over the years and just kind of briefly overview the concepts and the design. And yeah, so as you know, Kent was involved, actually he was responsible for our trail system in Webster City, and yeah, that was his crown jewel, the trail system, and he had to navigate a lot of waters. And we would communicate, you know, lament about the difficulties we'd have in navigating the water and whatever jobs we were doing and so on. But he had this ability to compartmentalize. In other words, his work life, his home life, and his personal life. And we always called it the Trinity because, you know, whether it was church or the food Trinity or this life Trinity, it was kind of circular. In other words, your things were divided up into threes. We kind of talked about this off and on. And so he wanted to be able to, or I wanted to be able to communicate the law of threes and how I learned from him, you know, when he would navigate his work at City Hall and then, you know, have to go home and be with your family, or if you wanted to have some private time. And the neat thing about the trail system, this design is meant to address current and future. Like, Kent was taken from our lives, you know, quickly without, you know, we didn't realize, and we lost him in the middle of his career, at the height of his career. And so the site overlooks Brewer Creek Park and the trail system. And what we wanted to promote was like what we leave behind when we're gone and how we will be remembered are the questions we always think about, you know, as we're on a walk. And this location was chosen for that reason, but also so that when people walk by it, they're not just thinking of Kent Harpst and what he did for our community, but they're thinking about how it would impact themselves, or what is this piece I'm looking at? We always want people to take their own meaning away, but the idea of that, you know, rule of threes and how it will impact when we're gone, and you know, what is our legacy when we move on from here? And I think he, you know, he really evoked that. When Arts Alive opened up the process, you know, they got several really nice donations from classmates, you know, people that were in sports with him or in band or those kind of, you know. So that's how far back these relationships went, you know. So I feel like you know, we won't have all the answers in our lifetime, but what is our legacy when we leave here? And I'm hopeful that the project doesn't look exactly like, you know, a bust of Kent Harpst, but it recognizes him, and hopefully others will look at it and think about it, how it impacts their life, and, you know, what will happen after I'm gone. Or so that's kind of our concept. You know, the weathered steel, we talked about that as being the most forgiving. We don't want to have to worry about painting or materials like that in the future, you know, dealing with it. So you can sit there, overlook the space, you can stop and rest. It can be a meeting point for people if they want to say, hey, let's gather at the, you know, that big thing up on the hill. So that's kind of a short, you know, overview of the project. Sunday is the big reveal, so the family will be there, and there'll be several people to speak, you know, about their impact, with Kent's impact on their lives. So Mm-hmm. Anyway.
And I want to compliment you on the fine job you did there, Tim. It is just beautiful. I'm sure you're getting the same reactions from people you've seen around Webster City as of late.
Well, you know, I appreciate that. Thank you for the kind words. One of the things we learn as we navigate is the projects are never about us. And the committees and the different people and their input and so on, and trying to wrap that up into one package and present it is really the challenge, because the input we had from the community was amazing. You know, it was almost like you could write a book on it. So, thank you.
And these were all made through generous contributions to Arts Are Alive to make this all possible.
Yeah, so Arts Are Alive kind of ramrod the project, and they, you know, put out the call to artists. They raised all the money. They, you know, managed the money. And so, yeah, it's kind of a pretty sweet partnership. And I'm just grateful they let me, as a local guy, you know, there were several other artists that they were looking at. And my pitch was, look, I knew Kent from growing up. So that could be a good thing or it could be a bad thing. But anyway, nobody takes care of your community like the residents. And I felt like I was lucky to be able to have that experience with him and knowing him. And so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, again, I compliment you, and hopefully we get a great turnout coming up this Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, should be a fun time. So come out if you got time. Should be good.